Pretty glad that you are here today, and we are thankful that you are enjoying the goodness of God today and are able to come and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to a passage that we're going to be in today in Luke chapter 15. Very familiar, the story of the prodigal son. And we're going to be touching on some of the things that are related to that as Jesus' ministry to outsiders. And I want us to look at verse 17 of this passage. It says, "And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?'" It's interesting to me that the first thing that this young man realizes is that he sinned against his dad, but also that his dad had always been so good to him. He had taken what his dad had given to him and he squandered it. And now he's living in a pig pen and having to fight the hogs over food. Now, if you've ever fought a hog, I'm sure some of you probably had grew up on a farm and you've been around pigs and hogs, but that's a messy business. And when they're hungry, you don't want to get in their way. They'll knock you out of the way. And so I'm sure he had to wrestle a few hogs in order to be able to get dinner to eat. But he comes to himself. That phrase is very important to our understanding because it was the goodness of his father that pushed him to come to himself. Because he mentions in this, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. My servants have it better than I have it here. I've brought myself to this position. I've sinned against my dad. I'm going to go back to him because he takes care of people. He takes care of the servants. He takes care of his kids. And so I'm going to go back to him." Now, this is a great revelation, folks, of just how wonderful our God is, our Father is. There's so many times that we can sit there and correct God and tell him he's wrong and he should have done something differently than the way he did it. But this young man didn't do that, did he? He didn't think about all the discipline times that he'd had with his dad. He thought about the fact that his father's servants were being taken care of, and he's down here fighting hogs for dinner. Sometimes that's where we have to go to. It's called the School of Hard Knocks. How many of you have ever attended or matriculated in that school? I've been at that school before. The location varied. Isn't that interesting about the School of Hard Knocks? It usually ends up at your house, the School of Hard Knocks, or in your yard, or in your business. But eventually, when you matriculate there, there's always great lessons that you can learn, and that was what this young man learned. His School of Hard Knocks was a hog pen. Now, we wouldn't have chosen that to be our school place. We want something a little bit cleaner, not so smelly, and something that I didn't have to fight over. But this young man went to the School of Hard Knocks and he came away with an A+. Are you listening to me? What, this young man? He cleaned himself off and he went back to his dad. Yeah, that got him an A+. Because he realized how good his father was. And I want you today, as we study this passage, and as we look to the Lord Jesus as the one who ministers to outsiders, I want you to see how good our Heavenly Father is. And we want to honor His name today.